Well, also this week, scientists have made a big breakthrough in understanding a new way to tackle the problem of cancer. Of course, cancer is a genetic disease. Cells run amok in the body. They grow out of control. They ignore the normal growth constraints and tissue constraints, and they invade, damage other tissues and spread to other sites around the body. And they also chemically disturb your metabolism, which is all part of the disease associated with having cancer. One of the problems with treating cancer, though, are those very factors. They're your own cells, so how do you discriminate against them with drugs? And most of the drugs we do have just target cells that are growing very fast, which means that they also inevitably have side effects. Wouldn't it be nice if there was a way to selectively home in just on cancer cells and persuade them to kill themselves? Well, that's what Niles Pierce and his colleagues, who are based at Caltech in America, have published in the journal PNAS this week. They found a way to make it happen for at least some cancers. What they've done is to build what are called conditional RNAs. These are small pieces of genetic material called RNA. It's a genetic relative of DNA. But unlike DNA, which is two chains of genetic material, one being the mirror image of the other, RNA is just single-stranded. It's a single piece of genetic material. And when you put it into a cell, it can go looking for its mirror image counterpart in the genetic material. So what they've done is to produce these RNA molecules, one of which they term the diagnostic molecule, the diagnostic component, and this can be programmed to seek out specific and characteristic genetic sequences in the genome of the cell which are associated with certain cancers. And if this small RNA detects those genetic changes, it can then change its shape, triggering a second conditional RNA to unwind its structure, and it then recruits other of these small molecules and joins up with them, producing a very long sequence, almost in a chain reaction, of what's called double-stranded RNA. Now, you never normally see double-stranded RNA in a cell. It only happens if the cell becomes virally infected. And cells have evolved their own unique way to deal with viruses that infect them. They kill themselves. So when a cell sees this tract of double-stranded RNA, it's fooled into thinking it's been infected by a virus and it commits suicide. And what the researchers have been able to do is to test this strategy against four different types of cancer in the dish, and they find that they can achieve selective killing of the cancer cells only by between 20 and 100-fold compared with healthy cells. In other words, it's a bit like a genetic smart bomb that only goes off if the cell is cancerous. So does it work for all cancers? Well, unfortunately, not necessarily, because some cells have evolved not to have this antivirus mechanism working in them, because that's part of the cancer disease. So it won't work for everything, but it does have several significant advantages, as Niles Pierce explains.
There are two crucial properties of the approach that would make a difference for patients if we were able to use this in humans. One is that we would be able to program drugs for a particular tumor in a particular patient. Two, these conditional chemotherapies would turn on selectively only in cells that contain the targeted cancer mutation. And so conceptually, this would lead to dramatically reduced side effects. So both of those properties would be fundamentally important to a patient.
Niles Pierce from Caltech talking to us earlier this week.